What's up, guys? It's
we're taking a minute. You know? 2 seconds later.
There is no morning.
Chelsea is here.
Hey, everybody.
My Kayla is here.
Hi.
Abraham's here.
What's up?
Ryan's here. Hey. No. Ashley's still here, guys.
I'm still here.
Don't eat it. And LB's trying to eat the mic.
He is. Definitely. Say something. Don't eat it.
No, Jessica's here.
Yep.
Jamal's here.
What's up?
Okay. Guys, I asked you guys to send in some comments about the sexual revolution, and you guys did not disappoint. But I'm not gonna read all 5 pages. Okay. I'm gonna read just 2 pages. That's it. That you guys did a lot. All right. Also, too, guys, we also had a conversation about the decentering men movement. So if you guys, you guys sent some comments about that. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back to the other podcast and listen to it. I don't have time to explain.
It just means don't make men the center of your life.
Yeah. okay. The first comment from Gigi the Gamer Girl. I can say with anonymity. No, you didn't. Your name's right there.
Yeah, but
who are you? Oh, got you. Okay, I got you. I can say with anonymity that I get jealous when I see happy couples. It's not easy seeing that, and yet never being able to experience it for yourself. As I've gotten older, it's pretty clear men aren't interested in me. So decentering men doesn't matter because they've decentered me. Okay, real quick. We need to explain just a little bit, okay? So can you explain real quick, Chelsea, what decentering men is? Because I feel like if we get a bunch of comments like that and people haven't listened to the other podcasts, they're going to be confused.
You kind of said it, like, basically without... It's. I feel like it's different for each person, but it's basically like living your life by your own expectations, making yourself happy, and not needing validation from men, whether it's like sexual or whatever it is, but just basically not feeling like a man is who's going to define you, and being able to just make.
Would you include that in dating? Would you say like they're not dating or or anything? Like they're not dating men.
I feel like you can date without centering. Like as long as you're dating to meet someone and having.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard being in a relationship. Like I said last time we talked about it, I find that something more difficult to do because obviously, like.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. I'm confused.
Like I feel like once you're committed to someone, it's hard not to put that person in your center, but. I feel like there's a lot of women and men dating in general who base so much of their self-worth on the validation of other people that this is just kind of telling women, like, just basically live for yourself, make yourself happy, dress how you want
to
dress.
Just to be clear, I don't really know. There's no decenter women movement out there.
Also, men
want to have sex.
Also, this person is saying that they're going out and they're looking at couples and they're just getting pissed that they're not in a relationship.
Yeah, that's...
Just go out and microdose.
It's not exactly true that there isn't a decent women movement either, though. It's, like, huge, like, the online red pill communities.
Yeah, but that's not... That has nothing to do with decentering women.
There's a whole movement.
Oh, you mean the MGTOW. I see what you're talking about.
No, I mean, there is, like, a motto of the movement, too.
Gotcha, you're right.
Go their own way.
Yeah, you're right.
It's called, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that has been a thing in the self-improvement... pickup circles for a while.
Got you. Yeah, you're right about that. All right, the next comment is from Buster Hyman. The sexual revolution destroyed relationships between men and women. It destroyed the nuclear family. Women rather do sex work than actually have a respectable job. I'd also throw in women having...
Sorry. The nuclear family, like the age of that also made it like so that women didn't have jobs. So, like, you can't say women would rather do this than have a respectable job because back in the 50s, women's job was housewife. Like, they didn't make money the way that, you know what I mean?
That has nothing to do with the nuclear family, though.
That is exactly what the nuclear family
is. Okay, aren't you guys a nuclear family?
Technically, yes.
Yeah, so what are you lying about?
But I'm not working right now either.
Yeah, but what the, that's not what the nuclear family is.
The nuclear family is technically a husband, a wife, a son, and a daughter. And the
that's not what it is.
And the husband works, and the mother stays at home and is the housekeeper.
Let's look up what the nuclear family is. I don't know why that this is like a weird thing. The nuclear family is a family that includes two married parents, deep people, and a child.
I like when you point at me.
That's a nuclear family.
It has nothing to do with employment.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with employment. I don't know why.
No, but it's that. Yeah, bud, that's right.
I think it's implying to the nuclear family being married parents, and now there's just so many more single parents now that basically it's you can have sex with whoever you want, live your best life. And they're preaching that versus like the repercussions of what could happen. And so there are a lot more single parents now, and for all kinds of reasons, not even just that. I mean, like a million reasons. So like it has quite, I actually agree with some of it.
Well, yeah, because before
I feel like he's about going to body count.
Yeah, I didn't even finish it real quick.
Okay. Going to body count. I have
no, he said,
the whole thing. Let's
I'd also throw in women having the right to vote.
Oh, God.
It destroyed families as well. I don't know if it destroyed families, but we're gonna move off of that. I could start some shit with that, but I'll move on. Run the Jew.
Huh?
Sorry.
I feel like that's a racist name.
Yeah.
Now I think it might be a racist name. I had a friend who complained a lot about men and told her she can either play the game or sit out. Men like attractive women that aren't a hassle. Keep bringing your jaded view of men, then bring you of men. They'll see right through it. Oh, my name's in this. I hope. But Charles did say something interesting, that most women that do this are unattractive. Did I say that? I hope. Yes. I didn't.
You did.
I don't know if she's ugly, but she's tall, big, and never had a boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Play the game. I don't know if she's ugly.
Play the game or get out. Hey, these guys are... Hey, you guys are coming hard. Play different. Ashley, you got something to say?
What is the question?
It's not a question. They're comments.
This is a comment.
These are just comments.
Oh, this is just a comment.
Yeah, we're just reading comments right now.
Oh my God. Thank you for your comment.
Thank you for your comment, sir.
Listen, that's how dating goes. You play the game or you don't. That's dating on both sides.
Facts. You play a game or you don't.
Do it or don't.
Yeah, and they have preferences on both sides, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. Darren, the black guy.
I don't know if she's ugly, but she's tall, big, and never had a boyfriend. Oh, I hope your friend don't listen.
All right, Darren, the black guy. One thing I think you run from, Charles, is how feminism hurt the black community and scarred relations between black men and black women. When white women tried to convince black women to be a part of their movement, feminism and the sexual revolution all ties in together. Where I don't run from? What are you talking about? I don't run from.
Why are you running, man?
Yeah, I don't try to convince us of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
We weren't even represented.
Yeah.
Well, no, he is right about that. They did target black women to get involved in the feminist movement.
But they weren't represented.
No, that's fair.
The lady who created like the whole Planned Parenthood thing, like they targeted those communities to make it accessible for black women to have abortions.
But that's part of it.
That's where a lot of this came into. There was a lot of those movements that targeted certain communities to control them in a sense, or to make it less accessible for them to do things that they didn't feel the need for them to do, basically.
I mean, Planned Parenthood started in the 1920s, which hurt women in a whole different way. And women's lib, sexual revolution, was like 60s, 70s, whole different thing going on. Black women.
Wait, it started in the 20s?
Planned Parenthood, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know. I thought it started like in the 40s or something. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It could be in the 40s too, but long time ago, before women's lib and sexual revolution started.
Yeah, I think the 1960s sexual revolution was the second one. I think at the late 1800s there was one. But it didn't really get a global appeal.
Got you. Yeah.
We eventually got the vote.
100 years later, got it. 100 years later, yep. Good job, but guys.
I agree. I do agree that like feminism did break down families. A lot of women started to work. They started to pursue their dreams and their careers.
I'm sorry. What? I just say like, well, damn, women started working. They fucked up.
No, but I think like it. Women just realized, like, I don't really need you now that I can get a job. Because a lot of women did stay in bad marriages or unhappy marriages because, like, they needed the money. Where were they going to go? They don't have a job. They can't get a credit card. Like, I need to stay in this marriage. House.
They didn't have credit cards until, like,
I think like the 70s.
The 80s. Yeah, the 70s. Yeah. 80s anyway.
You couldn't get a credit card. So, like, women did break down marriage because they were not in the right one.
Not a credit card. You couldn't get, like, a loan.
They didn't have them. They weren't a thing.
Yeah, like, wait.
Before credit became credit. Like,
okay.
You could...
I think this whole
last thing, word, Jamal. Last word, Abraham. Sorry, I don't know why.
I think this whole thing reveals something significant about human nature, though. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I like, because I don't see why women being in the workforce should affect the family. I don't think it has to. You know, definitely it has, but I don't think it has to. And I think the fact that it does reveals something about human nature, something that we have learned about women. Maybe we can come back to that. You know?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say also that, like, this question had a black woman piece to it. And, like, black women was always working outside of the home.
Facts.
Before the women's lib. They maybe just got the opportunity to go back to school at that point or, like, you know, really pursue a career. But we were always working at other people's homes. Facts. Or nurses and stuff like that. So,
yeah. You know. I agree with her on that. That's 100% true. Like, nannies, we're a housemaker, yeah. All right, next one is from, sorry. Next one is Reach Around from Stepdad. No. I believe the sexual revolution and feminism was all a lie because in the end and in reality, women do not want equal rights. I'm sorry, sir. Your grammar is very, very bad. So Reach Around from Stepdad, I'm sorry. Creole Dude and his weak sauce tool. My thoughts on the sexual revolution is women are... All right.
Why don't you send them to me so I can scan
them? Yeah, you're right. I'm going to send some to you. Okay. Creole Dude and the weak sauce tool. My thoughts on the sexual revolution is women are gullible children who fall for anything and complain about everything. Yeah, there we go, LB.
I think you disagree.
How in the F is a bunch of casual sex empowering? Then when you turn 38, men ain't shit. They don't want a chick who's fucked a million dudes. How insane is that?
Well, that's because there is a lot of misinformation. That's why. And we leave a lot of the young girls and even young men to make certain decisions when they're at a very early age without giving them the appropriate information. So for the most part, I blame the parents for that. You know, and society as a whole for not really putting the future generation forward. I mean, because here's the thing, right? There is literature about that a lot of the things a lot of the behaviors that we enact as humans is based off of our sexual desires. So if we go back to literature from like Sigmund Freud, there is that. But I don't know, I mean, we don't really know of the credibility of such things, right? Or to what extent they really are effective. But the bottom line here is that we as society, I think we haven't put the children forward and we haven't really made them understand the distinction between that sexual act and the relationship and the life that they have ahead. So I think there's that at play right now.
Question. I'm gonna ask Michaela. Do you think that there's any downside to women having a bunch of casual sex versus men? Like you having a bunch of casual sex versus me having a bunch of casual sex.
only thing I can think of is that stigma that men put on women's value when they have a lot of bodies. That's the only thing I think of. Everything else, I'm just like, it's the same thing. We're doing the same exact things.
So you're
but
so
a
you're
woman's value is unfortunately decreased when she has a lot of sex versus a man's is usually increased.
So you're literally saying that there's nothing that happens different versus me having a bunch of sex versus you. Okay. No, you've already, you had enough. Ashley, do you feel the same?
So I feel like there are women out there who can have like free sex and like they're mm-hmm. like, they're totally comfortable with, there's like mm-hmm. no emotional ties to it. It's just like, whatever. And then there's other women who like really go through it after having like sexual experience with guys where it feels empty and mm-hmm. it makes them feel lonelier. And so for some women, I do think that like free sex without like having like self-love and self-worth and like, you know, your own confidence, I think it's going to hurt you long-term.
Okay. Who do you think has that more, men or women?
I feel like men fake, like they love having sex with yeah. women. Whoa. I've seen like many men be like, you know, I'm over this. It don't feel good, blah, blah, blah. And maybe there are some men who just like, they're like, yeah, it's whatever. It's medicine for me, whatever. But I do feel like some men kind of
Ryan.
Like, the love of it.
Ryan, do you think that who do you think is affected more from casual sex, men or women? And I already, go ahead. I was gonna say I know your story, but go ahead.
I mean, you know, there's multiple ways you can look at it. You know, I'm one of those people that doesn't like casual sex, you know, so it's like you're going to accept the consequences that there are a lot of guys. It's easy for women to have casual sex. It's hard for men to have casual sex. Right? In the sense that, you know...
Ashley doesn't agree.
No, I'm interested in hearing your reasoning why, yeah.
You know, and that's why there is a stigma for women to have casual sex. Because, you know, a woman, any mildly attractive woman, go to a bar, talk to two people, and go home with one, right? Like, you know, mildly attractive man has to work that whole night, that whole
quick,
week.
Quick question, Ashley. All of us are single right now. Mm-hmm. Just imagine all of us are single right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of the, which one of the men here would you have sex with tonight? No. Don't give her an out. Just answer the question.
None.
I'm not gonna say who, but guarantee you, one of us is having sex with you tonight.
If you wanted to.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not even if we wanted to, just to have sex. But yeah, I mean, you could say if you wanted to, yeah, but one of us here, we don't have to find, I'm not saying you're not attractive, I'm just saying that even if we don't find you attractive, we'll probably have sex with you tonight.
And it's because it's harder for
me. Exactly, because it's harder.
Aren't there, right?
Yeah, it's like, harder. You know. That's why I'm always confused why girls are upset about why people judge them. Because it's harder. When something is hard to do, people look at that person like, oh, you were able to do that, versus someone that's easy to do, they're not going to look at you and be like, oh, good job, like you did something easy. Go ahead, Abraham.
Okay.
Hey, listen, don't go 20 minutes.
I just want to say, I did not realize that men had the perspective that getting sex was hard. This is new to me.
What?
So, they definitely
see, you,
do.
You need to talk to more average.
I do, I do.
You know how long it takes me to get laid when I really try it? It's hard.
But I don't look, I don't know how often women look to have sex too is a thing. Like if we, you know,
it's
we're like
there. It's abundant.
Yeah, it's abundant.
Dick is abundant.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I don't even know if you know my past right now. I'm gonna come back to you, Abraham. But I used to like I'm still attracted to guys. Mm-hmm. But like when I started like actively going to Axis, the amount of sex that was thrown at me was insane. To the point where it didn't even matter. It didn't even matter. Like I could like literally hit a rock, throw a rock at the guy, and he's coming over. Ask Justine. You don't know Micah, but ask mm-hmm. Micah. Ask Jennifer. It was that easy.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
So like you know, I mean, like switching over to girls. I think it took me like, I know 2 weeks isn't that long, but 2 weeks in Axis is pretty fucking long. All right, but go ahead, Abraham. Sorry. Stop laughing, Chelsea.
I think the important point to know here is where that value is coming from, okay? When a man has a lot of sex, right? The man is trying to attract a woman, in this case, right?
Yes.
That value is coming from the woman. It's the women that are valuing his sexual experience. not the men. The men, okay, we will dap you and say, oh, that's cool, but the women are valuing your sexual experience. Because if you ask a lot of women, a lot of especially mature women, they do not want a virgin. They want a man who's sexually experienced, right? And for men, that devaluation that women are talking about is coming from the men. So the men are saying generally that they don't want a woman with a lot of sexual experience. Mm-hmm. That solves the case. So if women want to change that, they can change that by simply preferring men with lower sexual experience.
Facts.
And maybe his fault.
Slightly, yes.
So it's
repulsive to me that to date a woman or marry a woman who's had a lot of dick. That's just a little disgusting to me. So that's just my personal opinion.
So what I'm hearing, if I'm hearing it correctly, is men want to be able to mold their woman into being the woman that they want sexually.
No.
I mean, I would say yes, actually.
But I've also heard a lot of men.
No. It's not about molding. It's about knowing the circumstances that arise from having a lot of sexual experiences. And sometimes the men, we understand, even from ourselves, what happens when you do that.
Also, too, like, it also says to me that what type of decisions are you making in life that you're able to just, like, have that much sex? It's easy as hell, and you're just able to do it like that? Like, that says to me. I'm going to say Ashley first, and then Chelsea. Go ahead.
Survey, what's y'all's numbers? Like, what's, a girl, like, what's your, ideal body count for a girl?
Oh, ideal body count? Ideal would be, well, what, her age, her age is included, though.
Let's say mid 30.
30.
Let's say 30.
So 30, I'm going to say, now, I'll say 15. That's still high to me, though.
That's still high to me.
I would prefer 7, but 15 being realistic is seems correct.
I'm just thinking about college.
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, I was thinking 20.
20? That's a lot.
For someone that went to a college state, like OSU, that's actually kind of low.
Wait, what are you talking about? I know a girl who's going to college. She has like 3 bodies.
That is so many to me.
Because you think about college 15? Parties.
Like 20 people?
Yeah, 20 people.
Like someone that parties every single weekend.
Okay, so yeah, I'm actually kind of glad this is getting brought up because this goes back to... I'm probably going to get hate for saying this, but I feel like one of the reasons why a lot of men don't want women with higher body counts is because it does start to show decision making.
Yes.
And where your morals lie and like self-worth to an extent. Like not that you can't.
Yeah, lifestyle, but, yeah.
Yeah, like you're partying all the time. You're open to all these different people. You're not really making connections. There also have been studies because I've like heard this on other podcasts and I've actually looked it up because I didn't believe it. There have been studies that show that women with higher sexual partners aren't able to make a lasting romantic connection and like have longer relationships.
There's different studies on that.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how much I believe that, but go ahead.
Well, I found like a few different things that like agree to it to an extent because I just think it goes like I think biologically women process sex differently than men. And whether they are going to admit it or not, I think the majority of women have a very emotional reaction to sex. And if when you're doing that with multiple partners, like 50 plus different partners, like I feel like you have to eventually shut those emotions down. And it could...
We got to move on.
Okay.
I am trailing.
All
right.
I don't know.
We never answered the rest of it.
I want to know what you got.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Answer that real quick.
Like, 10?
Yeah, 10. Okay. See, 7 to 10. 7 to 10 is respectable.
Yeah. Abraham's like 3.
That's what I said.
No, I know. I know what Abraham is like.
My thing to say is don't tell me. Don't tell me. If I really like you, don't tell me.
No.
Wait.
I never asked.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask.
I never asked Chelsea's body count. But, like, I kind of can get an idea from her talking to me. She can get an idea from, like, literally talking to me about what my body count is. I think if you're intuitive like that, you kind of can catch it. But we got to move on. The next comment is dog walk you. I've chosen to decenter men because all my life I did what I could to have a man marry me. Being single has brought me peace. I eat better, I sleep better, and I'm happy where my life is going. Great.
Sounds great.
Great.
Good for you, girl. Good job.
I'm so happy for you.
Great.
Choose yourself every time.
Misbehave. I don't have what men want, so they leave me alone. If I want sex, I'll get it, but what I need them for. I do everything myself and have healthy relationships with friends and family, so I'm good. All right.
I mean, the fact that you had to say that makes me feel like you do care.
Well, you can say the same thing for the previous person.
Yeah.
You know, you can say the same thing for the previous person. I feel, listen, if you guys are happy, you know, decentering men, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Leaves more for me. Well, not for me anymore, but like before, if it would happen.
You guys like you?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right.
Let's move on. The pessimistic war king. About centralizing men, who's going to tell those women that the men they want don't care? All right, moving on. Jeff the Clef. Ladies, if you decenter men, just remember you can't come back. You can't talk shit for 4 years later. And 4 years later, come through the door like ain't shit happened. We good. Go hang out with your she, hers, and they, them.
Decentering men is.
I won't come back.
Yeah, decentering men is.
No. I don't think that's ignorant. I think there's a gem in it. There's something to consider. No. I don't.
Chef the Clef just coming in swinging.
Hold on. Abraham, go ahead. Go ahead, Jessica.
No, I mean, like, decentering men is centering yourself. It's not, like, saying men are worthless. It's just not making them your priority. Just, like, not basing your own self-worth on what men think about you.
I think the problem...
That's what decentering men is. Decentering men is really, like, is just saying, hey, I'm not gonna think about all the things. How can I get a man immediately? It's what can I do to make myself happy? How can I be a person on my own without needing to seek the approval and validation of men? That's all it is. It's not calling men shit. It's not being like, you guys are stupid and I don't value you. It's just acknowledging that you're worth more than you think you are.
The problem is with that statement, and I actually agree with you. The problem is that there are people who come into they come into the center men movement and start being misandrous. So when that mixes in, what happens is you get men seeing that and you're like, oh well, then fuck those women. So that's what happens. I mean, there are a bunch of things that were what they were when they first started, but then people get involved in it and it's like, oh, you know what, fuck
that's
that.
That's how feminism got to be a dirty word.
That's very true. That's very true.
Don't
go ahead.
Don't throw a baby out the bathwater. I mean, it seems like, you know, anybody can invade a space with negative attitudes.
Wait, come on, Ryan. You're the first person to literally talk shit about the red pill when the red pill was specifically one thing until a bunch of people came in and started making it thing. You talk shit about it.
I've never not said that the red pill, like, in itself has okay ideas, right? Like, I've never not said that. Like, so... You know, there is a critical mass. There is a point where you're, you know, it's overtaken the original movement, right? It has changed. But, you know, I've not heard a lot about this decenter stuff, but it just seems like it's normal, you know, self-idealization, movement.
Like, all right. Go ahead, Abraham. Last word.
There's one thing to theoretically state what decentering men is. It's another thing to consider how it actually plays out. So, a lot of women, how it plays out is not the normal, oh, I'm not going to put men at the center of my focus or my life. Or, that's understandable. How it plays out is a lot of times you will see women will actively involve in behaviors that will sort of show maybe disinterest or bad behaviors that are not conducive for a relationship. That is actually how it plays out. Right? Because they are not told how to do it. They are just told this is what decentering men is. But they are not told how to do it.
I got you, yeah.
So they end up doing that. Now what happens is, why I said I agreed with what he said about the reversibility of what's happening is that you can tell men that, oh, this is how these are the rules you want to play by now. You don't have to open the door, this and that. But it's going to be hard to move men away from the point they are taking men to a traditional point.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. That's why I said there is a gem there Because it's not, I don't think personally that it's going to be reversible. That the women, and I think it's still it's happening right now, that the women who want traditional values are not able to get it because men see what's actually happening and they are refusing to abide by traditional values.
Yeah, actually.
It is actively happening.
Go ahead, Ryan, go ahead.
I'm just like, what's wrong with just like putting on pause, search for a partner? You know what I mean? Like right now, I'm definitely not looking for anything. I'm so busy right now that I don't have time to invest into a partner. What's different from that, versus...
Exactly. I agree with you. What's the difference between just going about your business versus the decenter men movement? Like, it's just like you're minding your own business and doing what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah. You know?
I think the wisdom is that, a lot of women from the day they're born said they need a man, right? Like, that's the wisdom from the movement itself, but I don't think there's anything wrong.
They get told they need a man.
You're gonna say that I can't go back to a relationship that I want 2 years, but I feel like doing work right now?
I think there's a significant difference. There's a difference between a man...
Keeping sure we gotta move on, Abraham.
Okay, I think there's a difference between a man or...
No, go ahead, sorry.
Okay, I think there's a difference between a man or a certain group of men deciding to put in extra time in their focus. There's not a lot of men that actually do that and put in everything in their work and all that and do not have time for relations. A lot of men want relations, right? There's a difference between a man or a certain group of men doing that and a movement that actively says, I'm decentering you from my life. That invokes a reaction, from the man.
Yeah.
And that is what makes the entire difference. Because if you tell me I'm decentering you from my life, now I have to readjust. I have to do certain things. And to get me back from where you took me is going to be...
All right, Ashley, last word.
Do you center women? Do you?
Personally, I don't.
I don't... I'm so... Like, what is this?
Yeah, but I'm not saying...
Wait, if you're actively if you're seeking sex... You're in a sense centering women.
Okay,
or maybe you're not. I don't know.
No. Let me correct that.
Abraham, hurry up.
There's a difference between am I centered? There are certain women that are central to my life, like my mother, my sisters, my cousins, my family.
But you don't move with women on your mind. You don't make decisions based on...
I absolutely move with them on my mind. Those women, I move with them on my mind.
But women.
Absolutely, yeah. Those women.
Because what we're saying is like women. I'm leaving the house. I want to look good for men out there. I want to be, I want to say
that?
Things that are going to attract men to me. Do you move like that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
Well, first off, we got to move on.
No. I just want to say one thing. If you are a man and you are taking decentralizing men as a threat to yourself somehow, then you are just like...
A threat?
Well, that's what it freaking sounds like Abraham's saying. He's angry about it because it sounds like
I don't think he's angry at all.
I
feel like the point he's kind of trying to make...
He's just a very, animated person.
Yeah, I feel like the point he's, kind of trying to make is, in a sense, a lot of these women, it's not just saying... it's easy just to be like, okay, I'm not focusing on men. But I feel like a lot of these women are doing it because they've not had luck in dating, and it turns into, I don't need a man. Fuck this. I'm independent. Blah, 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 blah. Decentering men. It's all about me. And then 15 years go by and they're like, oh shit, I actually would love a man. I'm lonely.
Also another
this
thing
didn't
too.
Work.
I've never seen a positive decenter men video.
Exactly.
So it's like you could say that's what it is, but
it's
positive.
I think it's just, hopefully, I think a lot of women do come in to decentralizing men angrily,
yeah.
Because or bitter, perhaps bitter is the better word, because they have been hurt, they have been burned, they are scarred. Like, women get scarred, and so I'm sure men do too. So at the beginning, you are going to hear a lot of noise and anger towards men because they are in their healing era. But hopefully there is a point where they are healed, or that's what they should be striving to. And so then women are going to be looking for men. So, there's going to be a moment where we come back and we're like, all right, let's see what's out there. And, hopefully we're grown and ready to receive what's out there.
Okay,
and if
so
they don't, then they don't.
So you're saying...
The minute that I said to myself, I'm not going to try to focus on finding a person. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to focus on me. Is the moment that I found my life partner.
It probably makes you more attractive, honestly.
Oh.
This fucking man right next to me.
Moving on. Gagging Gertrude. Hey guys, just giving my thoughts on the sexual revolution. I grew up seeing mothers push it on my friends, but what the sexual revolution failed to tell you was the backlash. Waking up one day and in your 30s wanting a relationship or experiencing motherhood. Feminists don't help out with that. Why in the hell would I want to do motherhood by myself? Feminism is the worst junk they gave us as kids.
Radical feminism.
There you go.
I agree with the radical feminism part.
All right. The next one is Finn the Chin. And
he's back. Finn the Chin. Your son is smelly.
Who won the sexual revolution? Definitely me. There used to be this bar my friends and I used to attend, and every night we all left with women. Didn't have to try hard or spend money. Just have good convo. When I decided to get married, it definitely wasn't to those women in the bar or women who had those experiences. Silly women, tricks are for kids.
Wow. He won. They won. You did win.
I mean, I think the sexual revolution definitely benefits men more than women.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I think it benefits men way more than women.
I mean, men complain about it.
Yeah,
hey,
me
man,
either.
It's
well,
great.
I mean, when you get older and you actually want a wife.
Because it leaves less women.
Yeah.
It's allowing
and
women to
and then you complain about body count, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's really hurting both sides in the
end. Yeah, now I think it is hurting both sides.
I think going back to the whole nuclear family thing, I don't even think it has anything to do with jobs. Anything like that. I think the sexual revolution has really destroyed the like family icon in America.
All right, we gotta move on so I can get through these. King Fuckstick. The sexual revolution was especially bad for black women. Have as much sex as you want, kick the father out, get on welfare, and allow states to be your daddy. Whoa.
Oh, that's
wow.
Yeah, can we not acknowledge that question?
Yeah, we should not have read that comment at all.
Yeah.
What was wrong with it?
That pissed me off, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Where, yeah, purposefully bring down the black community.
Yeah, because I brought that up because, not that I agreed with that person, but because there a lot of the welfare and, like, the advertising goes towards black communities. It's like they're trying to, like...
Because they need it.
I don't know.
Yeah, but why do they need it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why do they need it?
The average black family has less than half of the average white family in total wealth. Like, it's just, even the poorest whites are generally all better than the poorest blacks. Like, isn't because they need it.
We're generations behind. We just are. And we're trying to build, like, now black women are the most educated, we're the most agreed people in the country. So, like, we're trying. We're holding ourselves accountable.
Well, and last word on this, my parents. Well, I don't even know. Only just my parents. African people. You can tell me if your parents think the same way. They don't understand why it's taken so long for black people to get to a certain particular spot. Because they came here and they got their family came here and all their family is rich. You know, or at very upper middle class. I mean, what about your family?
My family is a bit different because most of the men in my family, they made their wealth before coming here.
Oh, before coming here? Okay.
So,
yeah. You know. Okay. We got different traumas that we also had to, and laws that we had to work with.
Laws?
Like, we were slaves. Up until 1865, we didn't have the right to vote until
1865.
Like, we're just
slavery.
Behind. We are behind.
Well, I think what
as
he's
people.
Saying is like.
Wait, my parents
like,
are
yeah,
100% African.
No, I'm saying like my great grandmother,
uh-huh.
Like, had to go to night school as a grandmother. She got her education as an adult, as a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, like, we just are. Education-wise, salary-wise, like, we don't, like, this generation, my mom might be the first generation that's passing down homes, you know? It's just, like, generationally, our wealth is behind.
So. Well, let me ask a question, and I don't know how old you are, Misha, but let's say we're, what? Let's say you're 50 years old. The situation is still the same. Mm-hmm. What would be...
Me today? 50?
No. If you're 50, mm-hmm. you're 50, you know, in however many years,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It is, and everything is still the same as far as when it comes to black people.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your, what would you say then? Would you still say slavery? Like you're 50.
In my lifetime, I do think that like we are, my generation, millennials, some Gen Xers too, are like the first generation that are like coming out of like, we are, most of us are educated, most of us are able to buy a home. Our husbands are educated as well. Like we do have, this generation is getting more money. When my mom, God forbid, biz one day passes away, I do think I'll be left with a lot more than what her mom and her dad left her with.
But what I'm asking,
so I think it's gonna be different when I'm like, yeah.
I just want to be clear. When you're 50 years old and the situation with the black community mm-hmm. is still the same, mm-hmm. are you going to still say slavery was?
I'm gonna say racism.
You're gonna say racism. Yes. Okay, got it. I'm gonna just to be. I don't know, like me and Abraham, and this is like the last word I promise. Me and Abraham, both of our parents definitely told us if you ever use race as well. My parents said if you ever use race as an excuse, don't use my last name.
I think a lot of people felt I did not think. I thought when Obama became president, we good. Black people are good. Racism is not, still a thing, and we all know that. That's no longer true. Yeah, so,
for me, my father never mentioned race to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was with him every day.
It's possible that immigrants nowadays are better off than they were, the original people, black people.
I think access to loans is a big factor. They just weren't giving credit to certain types of people, and so it was harder.
1980. In Upper Arlington, right over here, black in the law for deeds, black people were not allowed to own homes in Arlington. 1980.
Redlining, right?
It's literally written every single deed by law that a black family cannot own this home. It was ignored for, 20, 30 years before that. But, literally, there are repercussions like that, right? And generally, a black family coming from Africa or wherever, coming to America, often have time, has more opportunities because they already had, like he says.
No, that's not usually the case. It's not that most Africans that come from Africa are not rich.
Yeah, facts.
Like
they come for school,
yeah.
and they build themselves.
There's a lot more opportunities, though, right?
But y'all are also, it's different mindsets y'all coming in with. Generational trauma. Y'all have generational trauma, but y'all's generational trauma is different from what ours is. So y'all are coming in like, I'm coming in to the land of the free, there's opportunity here to, like, y'all feel that opportunity. We see it, but it's so hard for us to get it. Like, that is what our people are, like, raised to feel.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a select group of Africans that come here, And they're coming here for mostly for economic reasons.
Right.
So, of course, you will see a difference between how much Africans perform or... And it's not even.
I'm sorry, Abraham. We gotta move on.
I just have to say this.
Land it.
Yeah, I don't think the comparison shouldn't be between blacks who came from Africa and blacks here. Most black immigrant groups that are here selectively perform better than whites and other races in certain areas.
Yeah.
If you look at Nigerians, for example, like the ratio of Nigerian doctors are performed in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and America is very diverse, man. If you look at I think this is important. I don't think a lot of people actually see this.
You came down and went back up.
No, I just want to say this. I don't think a lot of people actually see this, right?
We got to move on, though. I wear love on my arm. I never understood the sexual revolution, sleep with a bunch of men, ew. When I was younger, feminism made more sense because it gave us the right to choose a role and not be thrown in a role you didn't want. Now I don't know what the hell this is. WAP, telling people on social media you're a hoe and proud, going on social media and trauma dumping, hoping people will feel sorry for you. False and frivolous allegations on men. Women are the problem now.
Thanks for listening.
Cornell Hayes. That's actually, I feel like that's Nelly's real name. Nelly, if you're listening. The question is, are women the same as men? If the answer is no, the sexual revolution helped only men. And I agree with that. Currently pegging woke people.
Hello. Thank you for rewriting again.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. The sexual revolution in feminism is a hub for weird, autistic beta males who can't get sex to save their lives. They believe all they need to do is get in good graces of women and they'll sleep with them. You go, girls.
Thank you for your comment.
The autistic it's part was unnecessary. It's funny to see
these people and their attitudes. Like, one person's like, oh, yeah, it'll only help women. And then this guy's like, oh, it'll help the losers, the absolute dregs of society.
Wait. Beta males are not dregs of society.
Yeah, like, that's what people talk like it is.
Right? Homie Dick.
Dick.
Why do you say it like that every time he writes in?
They're creative. They're creative names, and they're exciting. Yeah.
Can someone, anyone, no, I'm not reading that. I'm not reading that.
You can take it out.
I trust Charles.
Thank you very much.
If Charles says don't read it, we probably
shouldn't read
it.
Yeah. Double dip chip ball sack. I just don't believe mindless hooking up affects men like it does women, and I believe that's what truly hurts women at their core. Which, well, we have women here. Let's ask them. Go ahead.
No, we talked about this kind of already, right?
Yeah.
Hooking
up. I feel like it is something that really bothers women because it's one of the like biological reasons when they say like. Men can like love you and still cheat on you. And like some women, they like in certain positions, they tell some women to just like accept it. I feel like it, like women know that sex affects us differently. And a lot of women hold some type of like grudge about it.
Go ahead, Jessica.
I was told when I was younger that sex affects you differently because it's like tied to your reproductive organs in a way. Like for men, sex is external. Their reproductive organs are external. For women, it becomes internal. Our reproductive organs are internal, right? So even though it affects you differently, if whether or not you're going to, accept that, but kind of stuck in my head philosophically. Wait. And I kind of agree with
Yeah, that. I actually agree with that.
It's a good way of putting it.
But yeah.
agreeing with me.
Ivana Tinkleholes. The sexual.
He's not laughing. He's just agreeing with you. He's not agreeing with you.
The sexual revolution is just a movement that women stomp for to say they have control over something. It's a tough pill to swallow that you basically need a man to survive. I'm a woman. I'm 58 years old and I used to be on the street. Drugged out, homeless, and when I was on the street, a man is what kept me alive. Even if I didn't like him, he was what I needed to be kept alive. Breaking society down to bare bones, women wouldn't be able to survive. Now, the women on the panel will cry and whine about saying they can, but you are lucky enough to be born in the modern era where men have built everything for you to enjoy society with no real struggles. I know you'll say I'm full of it, but I call it like I see it. Listen, if the girls don't want to respond, we can just move right along.
Sounds like she had a rough patch.
And thank you for listening.
When I was reading it in my head, I was like, 58 years old? How long were we on the streets?
Yeah.
That's a long time to be on the streets.
Well, she didn't say she just got off the streets, did she?
Yeah, I think she did.
Did she? She said she used to be on the streets.
She said she used to.
Okay, so I guess we can't really... Okay. Thank you, Michaela, mathematical scientist looking person.
That's just comprehension.
I just want to say...
Go ahead.
...that I'm really thankful for these dancing fruit, because LB was being very loud.
He is into it.
Yeah, he really is. All right, Thomas Townsend. I don't want to say I hate white women, but I... It has black in it.
Come on.
That one's the part of black is in there. It's not a... Whatever.
I don't want to say I hate white women, but I have a distinct disdain for them. They brainwashed my sister, left her with three kids to fend for. No... White women did? No job skilled or social skilled in the HIV virus. She passed away 4 years ago. How they convinced her and many other black women to join their cause and separate from their families was devastating. Black marriages were at its highest, and here come white women ripping them apart. The sexual revolution was a cancer. When you're young, you don't understand the future. When the future hits you, you're stuck with your choices. That was okay, right, black women?
Well, it was to white women.
They hate white women now.
Okay, yeah, so they hate white women, so, yeah.
We're terrible.
Well, you know.
I don't think white women are terrible. Sure.
No, they're terrible. I love them.
Well, I think they can be aggressive, though.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, yeah, when we went out one time, they were kind of aggressive towards us.
You saw this?
Yeah.
I didn't know you saw this. You saw that?
I'm sorry, we're too loud for Elby.
Shit, man.
But they were
so you didn't come and save me?
Bro, listen.
Bro, I was there. Like, what the hell is happening?
Chelsea's here. I don't want to go in. Oh, shit. Okay, right.
You mentioned it. I didn't mention it. Just for the record. All
right, we can't yell because of LB.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. Guys, there's some more, but I'm going to skip them. Hey, guys, listen. We're coming back with a dating podcast.
Right.
So, no drama. No drama.
No drama at all.
Well, there's probably drama. But, all right, thanks, guys. Bye.